Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Welcome. This is Adventures in Companion with myself, Refula, and Dr. Bill Prize. And today is a special one because we are joined by the CEO of the station, Karel. How are you?
I am just great. It's a privilege to be with you in studio for the first time.
Yeah. It's really great. And we also, John, you know him. We've been here before. Dr. Bill Prize. Definitely not new to radio.
And what a privilege to be with you and see your smiling face on the other side of the microphone.
Yes. So let's get into it. So when Dr. Bill came with the whole overview of this show, how was it for you, Karel?
Well, I must say, Bill and I also come a long way.
Yeah.
I think I've met Bill 20 years ago when he was when he was still a young man.
When I was young. I'm still handsome, but...
But Bill is one of those legends in our radio station as well. He's been a presenter here for ages, not recently anymore, but it's always a pleasure to work with Bill. And we engaged last year before the lockdown on the whole concept of your daily companion, the slogan of the station. Yeah. And he spent quite some time with us on unpacking the concept of what do we really want to be for our listeners if we say that we want to be their daily companion. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think that what really captivated my attention, because I've got a very special place in my heart. There's a special throb for Radio Pulpit, and when I worked together with Karel and his executive team, and we noticed the slogan, which is like a subset of the mission and the vision of the station, going that we are your constant companion.
Yeah.
My question as a presenter was, okay, so how do we convert, or how do we journey with someone who's a listener and help them to evolve and help us as a station to evolve at the same time and to connect somewhere in this amazing word, companionship, which is a very powerful biblical concept, companionship. It's a togetherness. It's a oneness. It's a becoming. So it's not just a casual acquaintance of someone sitting in a car and listening to someone saying something good or uplifting, but it's different in that the presenter is sitting with a stethoscope in their ears and is placing the stethoscope on the heart of the listener, and they're listening to the heartthrob rather than trying to just finish off a program. We want to connect. We want to hear your heartthrob, and we want to be meaningful, and we want to be a station of integrity. And how do we connect with people with integrity?
Yeah,
in a meaningful way.
The word companionship, usually it comes about when we're speaking about a husband and wife. So using it on Radio Pulpit as an overall thing in companionship, what does that mean to you, Karel?
Well, if you trace it from the Bible, it reminds me of that part in the Bible where the two people were walking to Emmaus and Jesus just appeared along the way. And they didn't know it was him. So he walked a long way with him. And he explained to them and revealed to them scriptures and the fulfillment of scriptures. And then at last they discovered that it was Jesus walking with him.
Yeah.
Now that is more or less the road that we mean when we talk and say we want to be your daily companion. It means we're going to walk with you. We're going to deliberate with you. We're going to learn things from each other, and we're going to be surprised by each other.
Yeah.
So basically, I mean, if you look at Radio Pulpit, we are your companion 24 hours a day for 7 days a week for 365 days a year, meaning we are there whenever you need us. You don't have to make an appointment. You can just tune in, and there we are. And also, if we say we want you to be your daily companion, it means that we really care.
Yeah.
We understand our listeners, and we really care for them. Our presenters are also selected from normal society.
Absolutely.
And it's not only their radio skills, it's also their personalities that is important to us. You will find in Radio Pulpit also a reliable and trustworthy companion.
Mm.
Meaning that, yeah, we're not perfect, but we will give you solid answers that our presenters are well trusted with their reliability and trustworthiness on air. Also, if I think of Radio Pulpit being your daily companion, you can expect us to guide you sometimes. Other times we will even reprimand you, or we will do straight talking with you when you need it. We will not just be a passive partner, a companion along the way. We will be an active, engaging companion on this road. And then lastly, I think you will find us non-judgmental.
Yeah,
we will challenge certain beliefs and perceptions, but we will be a non-judgmental companion, and you will find us accepting.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Did that answer your question?
It did more than that.
Yeah. So if we take the example of the two people walking on the road to Emmaus, in the dynamic between the two, they were both sharing their fears. They were both sharing their observations.
Yeah.
They were both sharing from their point of view. And I think that's the art of interpersonal relationships, is to never forget that the other person that I'm communicating with is not a clone. They don't have to look like me, be like me, think like me, for me to accept them.
Yeah.
So acceptance of my companion on the roadside is not based on that we agree. So there's a scripture that how can two walk together unless they are agree?
Yeah.
And then ministers sadly interpret that is like you've got to think the same, act the same, be the same, have exactly the same values, and that's not the case. So
Absolutely. We
need to have open-mindedness, but also be safe and secure and comfortable within that interplay, within the interrelationship that I can share with things, I can share what I'm thinking without feeling I'm going to be judged because I dare think that way. And so they were all worried and concerned and going, oh my goodness, now Jesus is dead and our hope is gone. And so they were talking about real fears, pain, reality. And I think when you get to the level from being an acquaintance to, like, I'm the first-time listener, to a listener that's involved, to a point where I'm now more than that.
Yeah.
I open myself up to be influenced. I open myself up to go, let me see your point of view. Mm. Let me hear your point of view. And not take umbrage and not go, well, because you don't think like me, we can't be friends, for instance, you know. And it's like, so right there is a judgment.
Yeah,
and we can't be friends because, you know, the issue will be that if I say to someone, I can't be your friend because you're different to me, in the background, we'll hear the voice of Jesus saying, well, I'll be his friend, irrespective.
Yeah.
So companionship is about walking together, but allowing each other to be unique.
Absolutely. So, Dr. Bill, what are you hoping to achieve at the end of the series?
I really believe that it's a few things. Number one, I believe that it's first of all a gift that Radio Pulpit is giving for people to really get to grips with what is interpersonal relationships. I think that's the first and foremost thing that I would like to get covered, is the dynamic. And that the art of friendship is really a very conscious expression and a conscious process. And I want to be able to help empower people to dare to get to know one another. I think I don't believe that companionship has got protocol in it.
Yeah.
So we're living in a very, very diverse country, and there are so many courses going around now that we need to learn courses on diversity, but it's all jam-packed with protocol. And I can't be myself in your presence, even although you're from a different culture and a different gender
yeah.
and a different backdrop, and I'm from wherever I am. Sometimes I think I'm from Mars. But so it's let's drop the protocol and let's just, for goodness sake, put a stethoscope on each other's heart and get to know each other.
Absolutely.
That's the solution.
Yeah.
It's not for me to better understand. I will be empowered by better understanding a little bit about your culture and about your backdrop and about where you come from, and because that all makes up why we are who we are, but it doesn't stop us from engaging in. So it's going to be a time of empowerment, a time of upliftment, a time of encouragement to get on with it, and let's make friends, let's be friends, let's become together, let's journey together, for goodness sake. And what this country needs is for us to stop going to lectures and start relating.
Yeah. Carol, just before we close off with this, how important is friendship and relation in terms of the whole PMG?
Well, we are there because of the relationships that we form. We are there because we engage with listeners and
Absolutely.
They engage with us. I often remind people that when I started working here, Bill, you will remember we still had to write, they still had to write letters, no? Then they write you a letter, and 2 weeks later,
all post.
It gets up somewhere, and hopefully your letter gets read on air. Now, you can send us a voice clip, and you are on air. You are actually co-broadcasters, co-presenters of the radio show. So that is the level of engagement and relationship that we have formed over the years and where we want to be at the Pulpit Media Group.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for this. This was very enlightening. And remember to catch Dr. Bill and myself, Rifule, on Adventures and Companionship. That's it for us today.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Reach your customers in the car, at the office, at home, or wherever they are, night or day. Through advertising with Radio Pulpit, you can reach a large, unique, and loyal audience in a most affordable way. With over 500,000 people on our various platforms, from Gauteng to the Cape, you simply cannot go wrong. So advertise today. Contact us on 012-334-1339. Or for advertising packages that we offer, go to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Terms and conditions apply.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.